short-term pattern will settle down for upstate New York and interior New England as surface high pressure grabs the reins today. This will allow for sunny skies and for all of us, dew points lower and a bit more comfortable compared to yesterday. High pressure will try and hang on for the first half of the weekend. However, an approaching upper-level disturbance will bring increasing cloud cover Saturday afternoon, and the chance for some showers eventually organizing into some thunderstorms by Saturday night. This could bring some heavier areas of rainfall to the Mid-Hudson Valley, points south and east. Sunday remains quite active as an upper-level shortwave trough advances from the west. This will bring widespread scattered showers and storms for the afternoon, evening, and even for the early part of the overnight. Some of these storms could be strong. Storm Prediction Center currently has portions of upstate New York in the marginal category for severe thunderstorms, while portions of the lower Hudson Valley are under the slight risk for severe thunderstorms. As the upper-level shortwave lifts to the northeast, a secondary wave of energy drops behind it. This will keep showers in the forecast through Monday afternoon and even into early Tuesday morning for parts of the North Country and Champlain Valley. It won't be until Wednesday that surface high pressure once again returns to the region and we dry out. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, hot and humid conditions will persist beneath upper-level ridging, expanding from the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley to the mid-Atlantic states today. Widespread excessive heat warnings and heat advisories remain in effect, where daytime temperatures in the mid to upper 90s will combine with high dew points to create triple-digit heat indices. North of the excessive heat, rain and thunderstorms will focus along a wavy frontal boundary stretching from the upper Midwest and Great Lakes to the Ohio and northern mid-Atlantic. Given the amount of available moisture and instability, developing thunderstorms will have the potential to create some flash flooding and severe weather. In the west, the combination of monsoonal moisture and some weak energy aloft will help create additional afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Localized flash flooding will be possible across portions of the southwest and southern and central Rockies this afternoon. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the low 90s. Wind will be out of the north and west, around 5 to 10 miles per hour, with some isolated higher gusts. In Boston, sunny skies. Highs will be right around 90 degrees. Expect a westerly breeze around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And finally, Buffalo, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures are in the upper 70s. Wind will be westerly around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 34 degrees this morning in Stanley, Idaho and Truckee, California, to 117 degrees yesterday afternoon at Death Valley, California. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs ranging from the low to upper 80s. Wind will be out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies. Highs will range from the low to mid 90s. Wind will be out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the northern Catskills in Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies. Highs will range right around the mid to upper 80s today. Wind will be out of the west-northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies. Highs will be right around the mid-80s, wind out of the north and west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny skies. Highs will range from the mid to upper 80s. Can't rule out a few areas of 90-degree heat either. Wind will be on the light side out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your regional forecast for tomorrow. Morning sunshine kicks off the weekend but gives way to increasing clouds west to east. High temperatures range from the mid-70s. This will be across the northern zones to the upper 80s across southern locations. Shower chances will increase by afternoon into the evening, eventually paving the way for some organized showers and storms, particularly for southern zones. Overnight lows will be falling into the upper 50s to mid-60s as we look ahead to Sunday morning. Sunday brings continued active weather and a better opportunity for showers and storms for all, particularly by afternoon and evening. Highs will be cooler, ranging from the low to upper 70s as well. Low Sunday night will be falling into the upper 50s to mid-60s. Monday brings another wave of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will range from the 70s to right around 80 degrees from the warmest locations. Monday night, low temperatures will be falling into the 50s to lower 60s. A few spotty showers may hang on into Tuesday morning, but this will eventually give way to decreasing clouds and some breaks of sunshine for some areas. Highs will remain on the cool side in the low to upper 70s. Tuesday night will feature lows in the low to mid 50s before we rebound with some sunshine on Wednesday with highs a little bit warmer than Tuesday in the 70s to 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.